Look, the Orlando Magic's game last night against the Toronto Raptors was postponed, but Franz Wagner still managed to score 15 points, grab 6 rebounds, and dish out 4 assists. I mean, the guy is just freaking incredible. Okay, that didn't really happen. Let's meet the new guys and give some love to our veterans on today's Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is December 21st, 2021. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we're going to talk about some of the new guys the Magic have added to the roster. They just added 2 more this morning. I'm glad I waited to record before that. We'll talk a little bit about what they bring to the team, the energy they're meant to bring, and why it's a sign of how close Orlando is tied to their G League team over in Lakeland. Plus, we'll chat about the veterans and the contributions they have made, the important contributions they have made to this team as well. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. No matter when you listen to us, whether it's right when you right when we upload, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's during lunch, whether it's during your break, workout, whatever, we truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, we're streaming. You can find us wherever you download podcasts, as well as streaming most episodes on YouTube. We truly do appreciate you listening. This episode is also brought to you by Truebill. Truebill is the new app that saves you money by helping you identify and stop paying for the subscriptions you don't want or need. They can even negotiate better deals on those you want to keep. Check them out today at Truebill. So, I've been banging this drum for a long time that I don't think the Magic get the benefit or get the most out of their G League roster and their G League team. The Lakeland Magic have been a wildly successful team over the last 3 years, really since Jeff Weltman took over and really began to reform the basketball operations department. The whole staff there, Anthony Parker, who's now an assistant GM with the Orlando Magic, Stan Heath, who's now a head coach at Eastern Michigan, the whole staff there has done a tremendous job getting those players ready, making them a functioning team, and winning basketball games. Yes, they honestly, last year was probably their worst season in the regular season in quite some time, but that team really came together in the playoffs, and I personally was frustrated because there are clearly some good players on that team, some clearly team first guys on that team, and guys that the Magic believed and invested in, wanted to put in that Lakeland setting, in that G League setting, and something clicked and worked, especially within Steve Clifford's offense, which, you know, largely Stan Heath was running. And time and time again, whenever the Magic needed to go find a new player or add someone to the roster, they wouldn't take a G League guy. They wouldn't grab, some of the players that were shining and playing really, really well. And one of the criticisms of last year's team was that the Magic's best player in the regular season, at least, Mamadi Diakite, was actually a Bucks two-way player, was actually a Bucks player and not a Magic player. Of course, Diakite was called up to the Bucks before the bubble or in the middle of the bubble last year. And the Lakeland Magic went on their playoff run without Diakite, which, again, just incredible. Stan Heath deserves all the credit in the world for helping that team grow and develop the way that they did. So here we are, the Magic now in this time of crisis. Injuries have racked the roster. I made the joke. The Magic have a usual 5 guys that are out. They now have 5 players in health and safety protocols. This team is hurting for bodies. They do not have people to play. They do not have guys. They barely have enough players to field a functioning roster. They played with only 9 guys both Friday and Saturday. And yes, they've added 2 more today with Tim Frazier and Freddie Gillespie joining the team officially today, which makes me think they're at least practicing and at least getting some work in now that they're in Atlanta, now that Monday postponement has been put behind them. We'll get a full injury report. We do not have an injury report yet on the team. I can actually look that up right now real fast while I'm talking. I don't think there's a full injury report yet for, or injury report were submitted yet for The game, actually, I think I looked at the 10:30 report already. I can't sit here and tell you exactly who's going to be out or whether anyone's been added to that list. I don't want to speculate much further. But in the end, what the Orlando Magic had to do on Friday was essentially add the four best players from the Lakeland Magic, put in a situation where they had no choice. They had to add players or they would not be able to play. Put in that situation, the Magic called on their G League team to bail them out, to save the day. And guess what? You know, again, all things considered, and I'm not sitting here saying any of these guys are going to take over the NBA or really establish themselves as role players and really just put themselves in a position where the Magic can't let them get away or sign with another team here. You know, obviously 10-day contracts don't really open up till January, and that's where they would probably get signed more often than not. I'm not going to sit here and say any of these guys look quite like that yet, but in the Magic's moment of need, the Lakeland Magic came through. And again, I thought the Magic played really well Friday. The Magic played well enough to win on Saturday. They came through and delivered for this team. This is exactly how the G League is supposed to be used. And especially now with COVID protocols the way they are and with the league allowing teams to replace COVID players, players are in health and safety protocols with G League players, with hardship exceptions, and these early 10-day contracts, the Magic are going to be leaning on Lakeland a whole lot more than they have been before. So they better make sure they have good players. Lakeland struggled a little bit more this season. I think the new coach are still figuring some things out. Orlando got great contributions from all four of these guys that have played at least already throughout the course of their last game, throughout the course of Saturday's game. Hassani Gravett, I have been a big fan of his since watching him play in Summer League. The dude plays hard. He defends well. He's a pretty smart player, a decent shooter. He played really, really well. He earned the closing minutes as the nominal point guard in the lineup on Saturday night in Brooklyn. He was really strong in that situation. The guy just plays hard. And of course, that familiarity that he has both playing with Lakeland and on the Magic Summer League roster helped him out a ton. And you could tell, like, he was definitely a player who understood where he was supposed to be and generally made good plays. Again, those lineups and all four of the G League guys are out there. Yeah, they're going to struggle. I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, Magic should sign Hassani Gravett to a 2-year deal right now. I don't know if that would be a terrible idea, but I don't think it would necessarily be the right idea quite yet. I think what we saw, you know, throughout the weekend was, yes, the G League guys are going to struggle. I don't think they're exactly blowing anyone away, but of course, the Magic just need bodies. And so if those bodies can contribute something positive to the team, I do think that is ultimately a positive thing. So Hassani Gravett, to me, really, really good. He stood out really, really well. He's averaging 13.6 points, 5.2 assists, 5.2 rebounds per game with Lakeland. That's not popping off the screen, but again, it's those little things that he does, the little bits of energy that he provides, the little bits of just intensity that he brings to the game. That's so valuable to this Magic team. It's so needed, especially for a guy in his position. He is the perfect kind of player that's going to succeed on these 10-day contracts. The guy that really surprised me was Aleem Ford. He's actually the guy I knew least about. He did not do training camp with the Magic, did not do Summer League, so I've not really watched him play. But I really like the way that he plays. He scored 8 points on 3-for-5 shooting in Saturday's win, had 2 3-pointers, is a decent shooter. He's a 35.6% shooter in Lakeland. Really just good size, able to finish around the basket a little bit. And so, again, it's all about energy. It's all about the energy you're going to bring to these games. If you're a guy in these positions. And, you know, to me, Gravett and Ford really stood out for what they're able to provide kind of between the gaps for this group and for this team. And again, right now you just need bodies. So all these guys are going to play. There's no getting around the fact that these guys are going to play and play a little bit for this team, at least for the near future. I really, really like the way that he played, and I think the energy that he brought to the game was really, really, really valuable. We'll talk about the other two guys. We'll talk about the other four guys now that the Magic have added, what they bring to the team coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's kind of a business game. Like, look, yes, they offer you the convenience of not having to remember to pay your bill every month, But then you forget that you're paying your bill every month automatically, and they just pocket that cash. So don't let them take your money like that. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions today. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions all in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has more than 2 million users and they've helped them save more than $100 million. So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Today's podcast also brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues to march toward the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season, so head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. We want to thank you again for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. No matter when you listen to us, we truly do appreciate you tuning in every single day that you can. Remember, we're available wherever you download podcasts, as well as streaming most episodes on YouTube. Getting back to some of the players that the Magic signed in the recent days. B.J. Johnson is probably the player that most Magic fans are familiar with. 2 years ago, he helped the Magic defeat the Los Angeles Lakers in one of the premier games of that season, of that 2020 season. He's averaging 24.7 points per game, adding 7 rebounds per game. For the Lakeland Magic, the Magic largely used him as kind of a 3-4. The guy is just a straight bucket. He is there to shoot, and he is not afraid to shoot. He is 5 of 13 in two games. Again, I'm not going to blame the guy for being the way that he wants to be. His scoring is certainly necessary. His scoring is certainly not a bad thing. I'm not going to complain about a guy who can put the ball in the basket. But the question with B.J. Johnson, as we have stated and analyzed when he's been with the Magic, it's not his first run with the Orlando Magic. His big thing is, can he score efficiently? Can he be a player that can spread the floor a little bit? Can he do things other than just score? And I score a lot. You know, obviously he scores a lot in Lakeland because he has the ball in his hands a lot. What can he do without the ball in his hands? And that's obviously always a big question for a lot of these scorers, especially if they're kind of non-elite scorers, if they're, big-time scorers because they have to be on their teams. And again, you see a lot of players in the college ranks and the G League ranks, to be frank, kind of get filtered down and say like, okay, you're not the guy that's going to be on the ball all the time. Only this, you know, there could really only be like 30 of those, maybe 30, 31, 32 of those, perhaps 35, maybe 40 if we're stretching. You've got to be able to work off the ball. And I think that's still been the big struggle for B.J. Johnson. Admiral Schofield, who's with the Magic in training camp this year, big body. You know, I don't think you realize how big of a dude that guy is. Averaging 14.4 points, 7.3 rebounds per game for Lakeland this season. He's an interesting player. I mean, I think his shot's always been the question mark with him. Because he's big for a guy his size. So can he stick with the guys his size? Can he play up a little bit? And then ultimately, can he help spread the floor? Again, like I said, I think Hassani Gravett and Aleem Ford have been the most impressive for the Magic through these first two games that they've played with these guys. To me, at least. But obviously, I think each one of these guys brings something different to the floor. And obviously right now, I think the big thing is just the effort and energy that they bring. The Magic need bodies more than they need anything else. And so that's been kind of the big thing for Orlando at this point, is just having those bodies, having those guys able to step in and contribute to this team. The Orlando Magic added two more guys today, just before I started recording. I'm recording a little bit late. They added veteran guard Tim Frazier, six foot point guard. He's bounced around the league. He's 30 years old. Played with the Memphis Grizzlies last year for five games. Only averaged 1.6 points per game. He's averaging 5 points per game for his career. topped off at 13.1 points per game in a 16-game stint with New Orleans in 2016. This is a solid guy. He's always been a solid scorer, a decent scorer since his college days, not overly efficient. A pretty good assist guy. He's averaging 4 assists per game and 17.6 minutes per game. So the Magic right now really lacking a true point guard with Cole Anthony, Jalen Suggs, and Markel Fultz out. They've been trying to run some point Franz, and point Franz has been exciting. But Michael Mulder, not quite working out. Hassani Gravett, I think, is an interesting option, but I think they want a little bit more stability at the position. So Tim Frazier will help provide that. And then they also added Freddie Gillespie today as well. Freddie Gillespie averaging a double-double in the G League right now with the Memphis Hustle. I think it's around 14 points per game, 12 rebounds per game. He had a 20-game stint with the Toronto Raptors last year, 5.6 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game, and 19.6 minutes per game. So pretty solid numbers for Freddie Gillespie. I actually really, really like the signing for the Magic. Good energy guy, a guy that can work around the basket, give the team some much-needed center depth. I would suspect Wendell Carter is going to be out at least 2 weeks, if not a little bit longer. And so now, obviously, they have Robin Lopez, they have Freddie Gillespie, they have two bigs that they can rely on. Hopefully, they don't start them together. I'd like to continue seeing Chuma Okeke in the starting lineup. I think that's the right move at this point. But, man, we're dealing with a roster that's got, I think, 23 players now at this point. Let's see, there's the 15 that they have, plus the 6. It's like 21, 22 players now on the roster. It's a little ridiculous how bloated everything's become. I don't have an injury report yet, obviously, but certainly the Magic are going through it right now. Hopefully they're able to get some guys back for Thursday's game against the Pelicans. If not, then I would hope they're able to bring some guys back Sunday against the Heat. If not, then hopefully that 2 games against Milwaukee, that's also kind of where we've been targeting Markel Fultz to return. But that may not happen until after the new year at this point. So the Magic obviously going through it. Obviously they're just looking for energy. They're just looking for these guys to give them something. I think anything would be a bonus at this point. As several players said after Saturday's game, every team is going through it right now. It seems like every team has someone in health and safety protocols. As far as I have read, the Omicron variant is much more transmissible. I've seen some conflicting reports about its overall severity, whether it's more severe than not. It's certainly able to infect people that have the vaccine. So again, I don't think this says anything about vaccines or their effectiveness. The fact that so many guys are getting through this quickly, able to come back relatively quickly, and we're not seeing, I think, the really negative outcomes. I think that's a good sign that the vaccine is working. But of course, I think the NBA has to do a better job making sure that everyone's got the booster shot as well, just kind of getting through this rough time. We talked about all the new guys. Let's talk about all the veterans and how important the veterans have been to holding this ship together. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, you listen to podcasts for the power of knowledge. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Because with Boost, you get the power of a free 5G phone so you can listen to all the latest episodes of your favorite podcast, the power of 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line so your family can harness all that brain power too, and the power of one of America's largest 5G networks so you can do it all at the speed of 5G. With all the money you'll save and all that knowledge you'll gain, just how powerful will you become? Switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Here's a disclaimer. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere or for all phones or networks. See boostmobile.com for details. So obviously with so many new players and so much uncertainty around the team, it's really hard to get a sense of what the Magic are going to be every year. Like, again, we're already not judging this year on wins and losses. There's already so many players that are out. And at this point, it's just like we're getting through the games. We're just hoping for something positive from the games. Look, these rosters throughout the league, this is not an NBA at its best. I think the NBA is hoping and praying that key players will be ready to go for Christmas Day. That's a big day for the NBA. And I think the league is praying and hoping that all this will pass by the time the playoffs start, so the playoffs can go off without a hitch. And obviously the Magic are probably not too concerned with that part of the equation. What's been important, though, to help the Magic survive these games has been is to try and find some stability. Franz Wagner's a rookie, and he's been incredibly consistent for a rookie. He's had some bad games here and there, but he's been incredibly consistent for a rookie. But this is a young team that doesn't quite have maybe that leadership or that stability that you would expect or you would hope for. And that's why the role that Robin Lopez and Gary Harris have played for this team of late has been so crucial. To be perfectly honest, I don't know where this Magic team would be without those two guys. Say what you want about them. Yes, if the Magic are relying on them heavily, and certainly as heavily as they have been these last few games, they're probably not going to win very many games. Gary Harris is playing significantly better than he was earlier in the season. Robin Lopez is just, Robin Lopez knows exactly what he is and does not do anything more than that. But these guys have provided a ton of stability, a ton of calm, and yes, a ton of leadership on the floor. Just watch them during these games. You know, I was watching Lopez, especially during Friday's game. Whether he makes a mistake, whether someone else makes a mistake, he is right there to continue encouraging and to talk them through it in the moment. He is a guy that just has everyone in the right spots and has everyone doing the things that they need to do to have any measure of success, to have any kind of success that they possibly can. And it's been honestly really impressive and rewarding to watch him play. Gary Harris, maybe a little bit less demonstrative, has been doing much of the same thing. And obviously he has provided a ton of consistency from the perimeter as a shooter in this latest stretch, not just these last two games. Harris has really turned a corner to look a whole lot better. But really, you know, these guys have helped stabilize everything, and they won't take the credit that they probably deserve for it because they believe that everyone's really played a role in this. You know, Robin Lopez gave some really good insight into how the team is functioning and how this team functions by saying, look, there's a lot of guys that speak up. There are a lot of guys that talk in the huddles, that are encouraging and with each other. And that's really good to see from a young team. That's really good to see from a group that's still very much in development. That they're with each other and they're fighting for each other. Jalen Suggs hinted at it on a Spotify green room with Kevin O'Connor. Kevin O'Connor, I believe, is going to post that on the Mismatch, one of the Ringers podcasts, on Wednesday. But he spoke about how, look, we all understand that wins are going to be tough to come by this year. That's not really our measure of success, but we're still encouraging each other. We're still fighting together. We're still bleeding with each other. And you watch Cole, you watch Jalen, you watch all those guys on the sideline that are out. They are still into the games. They're still cheering. And that's why, you know, again, some people want to shake off that, oh, you know, the Magic fought back to turn a 25-point deficit back to 14. I'm not shaking that off. I think that is part and parcel of who this team wants to be and part and parcel of the leadership we're seeing from this team that, yes, they know they're not winning many of these games, but they're still fighting for little victories. They're still fighting for areas where they can learn. And yes, you never want to be down 25 to begin with, but the fact that they fight to the end of these games, that they make them kind of interesting, make those teams sweat a little bit, I don't think that's nothing. You know, again, it may not be anything, but it is something. And again, you want to see that kind of progress and grow throughout the course of the season, but the Magic are still kind of learning and figuring this stuff out. Finding good veteran leaders, though, is really, really tough. And while the Magic have some good young leaders, they have guys who are eager to play hard, they've got to find these veteran guys, or they've got to find these guys that just give this calming, centering voice for this team. And the Magic have done that. And Robin Lopez and Gary Harris, these last two games, deserve a lot of credit for that. They and a lot of other players deserve a lot of credit throughout the course of the season for keeping this team focused and keeping this team at least engaged as much as they can, finding those little victories and finding those areas of growth and learning that they can. Now, obviously, you want to see that all the pieces come together. There's a huge talent deficit right now that Orlando has to resolve and has to figure out. But the Magic are, I think, moving in better directions. And I think these last two games, we've seen the value that these veterans can play. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, all the places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device, as well as now streaming on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter at PhilipR_MD. And, of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Now that you're done listening to us, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic for Orlando Magic Daily. Locked On Magic, this is Phil Cross and Mike. See you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.